Big night ahead in the world of hockey. The Toronto Maple Leafs hosting the Colorado Avalanche, a game you can hear right here on TSN 1050. That's at 7:30. But tonight, also in Edmonton, the Pittsburgh Penguins taking on the Oilers. It's Crosby versus McDavid, a game featured on the NHL on TNT broadcast. And it's always a big morning for us here on First Up when we are joined by the host of the NHL on TNT. We call him the American James Duthie, our friend Liam McHugh. Good morning, my man. How are you?
I'm great. I love that introduction. A little beef between me and Duthie right now because he says I'm soft because I enjoy the warm weather down here because we're in Atlanta for TNT. Okay. Listen, I just enjoy the finer things here. You know, I'm sorry. If Duthie enjoys shoveling, that's on him. I've shoveled plenty of snow, and I'm comfortable being, at this point in my life, considered soft by him.
Absolutely. Well, Duthie had to go to Regina, Saskatchewan, to cover the West semifinal in the Canadian Football League last week, Liam. So I think you're out a little bit ahead, staying in Atlanta as opposed to going to Regina in November.
I think he's just bitter, you know? He's resorted to name-calling, and we'll see where it goes from here. But I'm training hard, I'm staying sharp, and I'm waiting for Duthie.
All right, Liam. Well, we love the panel work on the NHL and TNT. Love the energy, the fun you guys bring every week, and I'm sure tonight will be no exception with the Pens and the Oilers. But I must admit, it's going to be hard to top last week. Henrik Lundqvist there playing guitar with Biz Nasty, and we have the audio. We'll play it for our audience in case you missed it. Here's how it sounded. This is Lundqvist playing guitar and Paul Bissonnette on the vocals.
So close, no matter how far.
Yeah.
Couldn't be much more from the heart.
That's the gist of it. So, Liam, explain to us exactly how this all transpired, how you had one of the great goaltenders in recent history strap it up and slay the guitar. And, man, that's a cool customer in Lundqvist, is he not?
He is as cool as it gets. He's almost, like, irritatingly cool, right? Like, because he's, you know, fashionable, great-looking. And then he comes in, and someone asks, like, oh, here you play the guitar, will you do this? He's like, yeah, sure, no problem. He comes on, he's real modest about it. And then he's amazing at it, of course. And then on top of it, he's smart and, like, a really nice guy. So it's one of those things where, you don't want to like him because too much is going well for this guy in his life. But it was awesome having him on. He was fun. He was personal. He got the show, you know, which I think is a big part of it, that we're loose and we're there to have fun. And then there's Biz, who, you know, let's be honest. I mean, I don't think it's a big stretch to say the songbird of a generation was born that night. Truly a renaissance man in hockey. Either that or Biz is like the Forrest Gump of hockey, where he just finds himself in all these cool situations and no one really knows how, but he's in the middle of it. So one of those two things. But that's what I love about Biz. I have no idea what to expect at any point.
So, Liam, I was noticing on social media, you talk about how cool Lundqvist is, and you're his colleague in a moment like that, but I was understanding that he's not willing or able to add you to his contacts on his phone. What's going on with that?
Yeah. I mean, it's a weird life, right, where you're like, hey, I got to talk to Henrik Lundqvist now. Like, while your buddies that you grew up with are, like, texting you about their fantasy team, you're like, hang on, I got to call Henrik Lundqvist, boys. Right. But I call, you know, we talk before the show, and then I realize that I'm going to have to talk to him again. But I'm like, surely Henrik Lundqvist has not saved my number in his phone the way I immediately saved his in mine because I thought it was cool. So now every time I'm texting him, it's this idea of, like, either he has done it, which he probably hasn't, or I'm texting him like I'm a 75-year-old person and then leaving dash Liam McHugh at the end of every text because I don't understand how technology works. So one way or the other, he's rolling his eyes at me at how not cool I am. But you know what? I know my role, and my role is not to be cool here. So that's fine.
It can be very humbling if you text somebody and you eventually find out that you've actually never saved your number. It's just like 647, whatever. Like, wow, that is the type of respect that some people have for me. And that's definitely very applicable to me. Not to you, Liam McHugh, the host of the NHL on TNT.
No, but you know when you get it back immediately, they're like, I totally agree, buddy. You're like, oh, that person doesn't know who this is.
Exactly. That's how I operate with Carlo Colaiacovo here in Toronto. I know every time I get a response from him, it's always a momentous occasion. Liam McHugh from the NHL on TNT is our guest. Now, your colleague, Biz Nasty, has been a big-time supporter of the Toronto Maple Leafs. He's a believer. He's made that abundantly clear on numerous occasions. I believe he called them, and I quote, an absolute wagon. Not really sure what that means, but that's a term I'm going to utilize on my own. What is your view on the Leafs, who have won 14 of their last 16, Liam?
It's hard to argue with it at this point. I love everything about the way, obviously, their top guys, their big money guys are playing right now, because they're playing like big money guys. They're all producing. The goaltending's been excellent. But more than that, I mean, they're getting some depth scoring, and they seem to be focused defensively. And I mean, I think that's the big question. Can a team full of offensive superstars decide to play a defensive game and play a tight defensive game? And it looks like they found ways to win those games. And, you know, Rick Tocchet made a good point, too, where when you come off of the way things ended for the Leafs last year, and I guess you can go back several years at this point, obviously, considering the playoff drought, you want to get off to a good start, and the Leafs did not. The Leafs dealt with adversity immediately, and Tocchet thinks that this may have been the best thing for them, where they dealt with it. They had some voices speak up in the locker room saying, this can't go on. We have to change some things. We have to focus. We have to grind down, and they did that, and now they are absolutely rolling. But as you know, it's Toronto, so everyone's going to say, prove it in the playoffs. So it's one thing where it's like, can you even enjoy this in this moment? Or do you have to sit there and say, that's great. Let's see what happens in the playoffs. I would say enjoy what you're watching right now. It's fantastic. And it looks like it can translate into the postseason. And that's great news.
Yeah, but we'll see about that, Liam, for sure. But
that's the right answer.
Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, more immediate news. Interesting decision from the NHL Department of Player Safety last night, Liam. Brendan Lemieux of the LA Kings suspended for biting Ottawa's Brady Tkachuk, and the suspension, you know, questionable. 5 games for a pretty good bite. What do you make of that?
Yeah, it was a bizarre player safety video to watch, right? You know, they all sort of feel like you're watching the same one over and over, and this one obviously did not feel that way when they're talking about, like, we only could really judge them on the evidence of a bite on one hand, as we did not have video evidence to support a bite on the other hand. And you're like, what is happening here? Like, what am I watching? And that it was a forceful bite and something that's extremely dangerous. And of course, I love the idea that it's not a hockey play. I think we got that. I think we know it's not a hockey play at this point. It seemed a little light, obviously. I think it's a situation where you can't obviously have that in a game, and it's not a visual anyone who's associated with this league wants to see, where a player gets up, holds his hand up, it's bleeding. He said, look at him, he bit me. I mean, nobody wants that. I was surprised. He has a history, not of biting, but of being suspended. I thought he'd get more than this. I'm surprised he didn't. We will be talking about it tonight. We will be going down the history of my esteemed colleagues, whether they have bitten anyone or been bitten. And I can tell you, I think they've been on both ends of that. And I think we're going to have someone saying there is a time where you are allowed to bite. Wow. There is a time where that's allowed. So
what a tease.
I urge people to tune in. I would imagine it has something to do with if someone shoves their entire hand into your mouth and you can do nothing else.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm hoping that's the reason, but I have been told that someone is going to be brave tonight and come to, not to Lemieux's defense, but say that there is a moment in time where biting is acceptable.
Liam, Jack Hughes signed a big ticket yesterday, and he's a number one overall pick of the Devils, a guy who clearly has a ton of potential but has yet to live up to that potential. And listen, I understand he's still a kid, he's very young, but were you surprised to see the 8-year, $8 million per year deal that the Devils gave to Hughes yesterday?
Yes. Yeah, short answer, yes. I'm surprised. I think as you mentioned, he's not a guy who's exactly lit it up in this league since coming in. He's had flashes, and flashes of the type of brilliance that you want from a number one pick. And I think you've seen this year before he got hurt, really, those moments where it felt a little bit like Patrick Kane on the ice. And that's tantalizing. And when you see that, you feel like, oh, well, we have to lock this guy up. Absolutely. It's, you know, this is our future, and this is potentially a top 10 player. But he's not there yet. He isn't. And it seemed like, it also seemed like a lot of money to put out for a player who is not produced at this point, considering everything that's happening financially with the league and financially with the world right now. You know, I think there's uncertainty with money in the league. And obviously the cap being what it is, I don't know. It felt like a lot, but I guess the Devils see this guy as only going on an upward trajectory from where he is right now. And just the idea that, I don't know, he's young and maybe you worry about losing him. But let's be honest, the last time someone, I think, signed a deal like this where it was a franchise saying, you know what, he's extremely talented, he's young, and we want to make sure that we never lose him. I can look at Jack Eichel. I mean, Eichel had produced more at that point. But that deal felt like we can't lose this guy from Buffalo. He was, you know, a number two overall pick and generational talent. And where's Eichel now? So, I don't know. It was surprising, but, you know, I'm not going to begrudge anyone for getting their money in this game or in this world. So, you know, my hat's off to him. But, yeah, a little bit at this point.
So pretty wild night in the NHL last night, Liam. You know, the Panthers came back from a 3-goal deficit, scored 4 in the third to beat the Capitals. And I was interested in one of your tweets. The Blues were going into OT against the Lightning, and you called it the most exciting thing in sports, 3-on-3 OT. What makes you say that?
I just think it has the potential every single night to be nonstop action. And at times, like, even that enjoyable sort of sloppy, chaotic sports action that everyone loves, where it's up and down and back and forth. And if you get great goaltending, it could be chance after chance after chance. I think there's nothing like it at all. And I always believe that when it's done, and if it's finished and nobody scores, and then we go to a shootout, to me, that is like the ultimate buzzkill. Maybe one out of every 20 shootouts do I stand up and feel like, wow, that was amazing. But for the most part, I'm like, oh, just keep playing 3-on-3. Let's just keep this going, because it's so much better. It's fast-paced. It's open ice. You get to see the best players in the world showcase their skills. I just don't think there's anything like it. And I love all sports. I've covered all sports, but, you know, there's no, just the idea that there's potentially no stoppages too. I love the way goalies play it. You know, if you make a glove save, they're immediately looking to outlet the puck because they want to keep this going and they don't want to face off. That's what I want to see. I don't want to see whistles. I want to see guys skating up and down, nobody grabbing, nobody committing penalties, but just a pure skill game. I don't know. I love it. I wish we could have more of it. I don't think it's the type of thing we're ever going to see in the playoffs, obviously. Yeah. But I am I'm not a huge shootout guy. I think 3-on-3 overtime and continuing with that is the way to go. And I'll tell you, furthermore, I know there are people that can coach around that 3-on-3 and slow it down and make it a little bit uglier because they're worried about their team losing. I don't want any of those coaches in the league because they're boring. They don't do that. Don't slow down 3-on-3 overtime. Please, amen. It's selfish. We want to
If you leave your own zone, if you like skate it back, I think it should be a penalty or something. I mean, just keep the pressure on. Like, seriously, though, I mean, it just stunts the excitement and really the purpose of the overtime, kind of the back and forth. And listen, I understand the purpose is winning the hockey game. And Generally speaking, if you are withdrawing from your own zone and trying to maybe recalibrating and get your offensive rush going in a different way, that's advantageous. But I don't know. I don't like it as a fan. Liam McHugh from the NHL on TNT is our guest. I'm sure the conversation about the Montreal general manager job will come up over the course of your broadcast tonight between the Pens and the Oilers. And Patrick Waugh is a name that has emerged. And he is bilingual, which, of course, is a prerequisite for any general manager of the Montreal Canadiens for some reason. If you were Jeff Gorton, the new president of hockey operations, would you be keen on welcoming in Patrick Waugh to your newly formed management group?
Oh, that's a great question. I think it's I don't know, maybe be a little hesitant because I know it's a person with extremely strong opinions. And I know you want that, but now you have two people who think they're gonna be right about making decisions, and you're going to have to find a way to work together. And, you know, there's going to be obviously in some, there's going to be disagreement. There's going to be a power structure that's going to be challenged. I don't know. I mean, I personally, as a fan, I want to see it. I mean, I'm not Jeff Gordon, so I want to see it because I want to see what happens. And I'm not a fan of the Montreal Canadiens. I don't wish them anything bad, but I want to see something interesting. And so for me, this is as interesting as it gets. Jeff Gordon, I don't know if it makes his job necessarily that much easier, except for the fact that I think he knows young players. I think he'd be a huge asset in scouting. And obviously, he, you know, he's going to be a huge asset in terms of the fact that he's bilingual and fans there will love him. So, yeah, in some ways, it takes that public pressure off of him. But I don't know. I mean, you need someone that you can work with if you're Jeff Gordon. You need someone that you can trust, and you need someone. And I'm not saying that Patrick Roy wouldn't be those things, but he, that needs to be a relationship that hums pretty quickly, because he, as much as I know the owner said they'd be comfortable with a rebuild, you know, I grew up in New York, and, you know, to me, it's like when if the Yankees came out and said, we're going to rebuild.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know that people would be all that comfortable with it for that long. So it's got to get moving. It's got to get going. Personally, I hope it happens because, you know, listen, we need some content. I want to talk about it. Let's make this happen. But
we're in the same business. The content business, very important in sports broadcasting. Well, we know Biz Nasty sung Nothing Else Matters by Metallica last week. What will he sing tonight? If anything, you'll have to be tuned in to the NHL on TNT broadcast, the Pens and the Oilers. You'll see our man, Liam McHugh, hosting the panel. Thank you for the time, as always.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Liam McHugh from the NHL on TNT, the American James Duthie. I'm not sure if that's flattering to Liam, flattering to Duthie, but we love them both, so why not douse them with compliments whenever we can.
Oh, yeah. Hey, they deserve it. They're good. They're pros. And, no, Liam's got some interesting takes. I think it's great to see, you know, as much as, you know, we don't need, as Canadians, we don't need the affirmation of Americans. I think it's nice when, you know, the American sports media, the bigger conglomerates who take it very seriously, get in on hockey. It's, I think it's injected something kind of fresh into hockey that we've been missing from the south of the border.
I agree, and I think on the NHL and TSN broadcast, they should be playing guitar as well. I want the O-Dog singing songs, much like Biz Nasty was doing that. I think that would be a hit for ratings, and again, huge for content here at TSN and TSN 1050. Well, no shortage of content provided by the Toronto Blue Jays of late, signing Kevin Gausman, Robbie Ray, Marcus Semien out the door. Could Chris Bryant be an option for the Jays? Ooh. How about Freddie Freeman? We asked Steve Phillips a little bit earlier about the possibilities of both of those options. What did he have to say? Find out next.